This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back to the University of Nebraska Halftime Show. It's our President's Halftime Show with Interim President Susan Fritz, where we catch up each week on what's going on at the university. Susan, what's on your mind?
Well, Greg, I've been thinking about the state's workforce needs, which the university continues to work on filling. And I'm excited that our campuses keep growing in areas that are important to workforce and economic development. And one of those areas is entrepreneurship and innovation.
Let's begin with entrepreneurship. Tell us about that.
Sure. The university is a key supporter of Nebraska's entrepreneurial ecosystem. The Nebraska Business Development Center at UNO is one example.
NBDC is statewide, if I remember correctly.
Yes, NBDC has staff in Grand Island, Scotts Bluff, McCook, and many other locations. So they're able to help startups and entrepreneurs build and grow successful businesses throughout Nebraska.
What about UNL?
Well, Greg, the Engler program at UNL is a good example. It's an agribusiness entrepreneurship program focused on students. Another great example at UNL is the Biotech Connector at Innovation Campus. They're Nebraska's first startup wet lab incubator. They have nearly 8,000 square feet of wet lab space, space that bioscience startups and businesses would be hard-pressed to develop on their own. Leasing it makes it much more accessible.
What about innovation?
Well, Greg, the University of Nebraska fosters a tremendous amount of innovation through research. UNIMED and New Tech Ventures, our tech transfers, are a great example.
And you brought with you a special guest today to talk about one of those companies.
Absolutely, I did. Today, I'm joined by Michael Dixon, President and CEO of UNIMED, the university's biomedical tech transfer company for UNMC and UNO. In simple terms, Michael connects the folks in the lab coats to the folks in suits. He makes sure the discoveries that happen at the university impact as many people as possible.
Well, Michael, welcome to the show. Can you tell us more about UNIMED and your role in developing new technology?
Yeah, thanks, Greg. As Susan mentioned, UNIMED connects university innovations with the business community. Our goal is to see today's ideas and discoveries developed into tomorrow's technologies and medicines. Honestly, Greg, I'm incredibly fortunate to work with some of the best and brightest medical researchers in the world. Research at UNMC and UNO generates more than 100 new inventions every year. That's more than 100 new discoveries that have the potential to have a significant impact on healthcare, from diabetes to HIV to cardiovascular to cancer and everything in between. We work with both large and small biotech companies to see those inventions developed into FDA-approved drugs and devices that not only benefit Nebraskans, but also the rest of the world.
So you are basically trying to get big companies to buy and then further develop university research, is that correct? And then how does that impact Nebraska's economy?
Yeah, spot on. In addition to the impact on human health, when a research discovery is licensed and developed into a product, a portion of the revenue generated comes back to the university and is reinvested into research, helping to create more jobs at UNMC, as well as developing the next generation of new drugs, devices, and diagnostics. A small percentage of $1 billion per year drug can have a significant impact on the university and state economy. Another way that UNIMED promotes economic growth is by creating startup companies. We are helping to create 2 to 3 new Nebraska startup companies each year, and those startups have brought tens of millions of dollars of venture capital into the state to help support company growth, jobs, and technology development. Did you know that the employment growth of venture-backed companies is typically 8 times higher, and the wages for the jobs they create are close to 2 times higher than the state average? We are fortunate that Nebraska has a strong, growing innovation ecosystem.
Can you tell us about a few of UNIMED's recent successes?
Absolutely. I recently shocked my kids by telling them the deadliest animal on the planet was a mosquito because it transmits infectious diseases like malaria. There were over 200 million cases of malaria last year and close to 500,000 deaths, making it one of the most deadly infectious diseases on the planet. Several years ago, Dr. Jonathan Benestrom created a new class of malaria drugs that UNIMED helped to partner with Medicines for Malaria Ventures. There is one new drug approved, but the real excitement is a second-generation drug, which is showing potential as a one-dose cure for malaria. This drug was identified by the United Nations as one of the top 30 innovations in the world for its potential to impact global health. and it was created right here in Nebraska. A great example of a medical device invention developing into a Nebraska startup company is Virtual Incision. Virtual Incision is developing new miniaturized surgical robots that will make minimally invasive surgery cheaper and more effective. Founded by Shane Ferreter, an engineer at UNL, and Dmitry Olenikov, a surgeon at UNMC, Virtual Incision has brought millions of dollars of venture capital into Nebraska as they develop their innovative surgical robots. They were the first ever to successfully operate a miniaturized robot inside a human. These are a few examples of the amazing technology created right here in Nebraska that's having a significant impact on global health and the Nebraska economy.
Wow, Michael, thank you so much for sharing more of what you're doing to bring technologies and innovations to life for Nebraskans. Susan, back to you. Any last words for the folks this week?
Well, Greg, next week we're going to have another very special guest. Governor Ricketts will be joining us on the show to talk about workforce development and growing our state. And I'm excited to have him join us. And I look forward to continuing our talks about Nebraska's future.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to that. Susan, Michael, we appreciate the update on the University of Nebraska and how it's innovating and producing new businesses. We appreciate you being here with us today. We have more Halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.